This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, today I want to share with you eight simple ideas that author Jen Sincero shares about finding your calling in her book, You Are a Badass. You are a badass. Great title. So in the book, she tells us, you know, when we share what we're brought here to give, we are in alignment with our highest, most powerful selves. That's realtalk.com right there. I like that. And it's true. When we share what we are brought here to give, which is a decision that we make on our own, ourselves, then we're in alignment with our highest, most powerful selves. Now, the question here is, what is it that you got to share, right? What is it that you're called here on this earth to do? And so in her book, she sets forth a few ideas that I'm going to share with you in this episode. Of course, if you want the full book summary, you can pick that up over at getflashnotes.com. But again, today, I want to share with you some of the ideas that she sets forth on how to answer the question of, you know, what are you doing here? What am I called to do? So if that question seems, you know, too broad for you, then you could consider limiting it to asking yourself, you know, what your gifts are. What are my talents? What are my gifts? Gifts, of course, are meant to be given, right? So if the world has gifted you with a special talent, or if you feel the need to cultivate a specific skill and develop that and create success for yourself with it, then it's your responsibility to figure out how it can be used, right, to serve other people for the betterment of the world around us. And of course, there's no one right way to find your calling. And again, I believe that it's oftentimes just a decision that we need to make. You know, it's a decision that we need to make on our own to say, okay, this is what I like to do. This is what I love to do. And this is something that I can see myself continuing forward and doing for the rest of my life or for a really long time. I find it meaningful enough to continue forward with. I'm great enough at it. I love doing it enough. And I can figure out a way to combine my skill on that specific thing and my love for it or my desire to continue doing it, and then figure out how to combine those two things and serve other people with it and create and design a life for myself around that. Right. So you've heard me talk about the GPS formula a lot to figure out, you know, what your purpose is, to figure out how to find and do meaningful work. And what I like to do and have done for many years now is just ask myself those three things and journal them. And these three things that I ask myself are, what am I great at? What am I passionate about? How can I combine those two and serve the world? What do I need to do? What product can I create? What service can I sell? What thing is it that I can do? And it can be a multitude of different things. And again, that's where the decision point comes in. So let's get back to this whole thing about how there's no one right way to find your calling and Sincero's ideas about it. So a lot of people like to kind of take their whole lives, right, to find what they're passionate about, what their purpose is going to be, what they're going to find their most meaningful lives within. Now, the important part here is that you're constantly seeking, right? You want to look inside yourself, find what makes you feel alive, tap into that. If you're not feeling that, then try something else. If you're not feeling that, try something else. Find new ways to do it. Explore what it looks like to more fully devote yourself to it. Now, here are eight simple steps that she outlines in her book that you could try to begin this whole process of self-discovery. Number one, she tells us, be the alien. Try looking at your life from the outside, right? Look at your life from the outside. Look at yourself and say, okay, what stands out about me? What connections do I have that could be maximized? So that's the first thing she mentions in the book about how to find your calling, how to cultivate your calling. Number two is just take the first right step. Once you figure out what it is that you want to do, just take a step. Don't spend hours or years trying to research everything you need to do or what step you need to take first. Instead, just go and do something. It's the best way to learn what works. Take action. Figure out what you need to do from there. If you mess up, you fall down, get back up, tweak your approach. Number three, do your best wherever you're at. Doesn't matter where you are. You likely are not going to land yourself in your dream situation right away, right? Don't let that stop you, though. Don't let it stop you from doing your best work right here, right now, wherever you are. Number four, don't reinvent the wheel. Other people have been traveling this road long before your time, right? Leverage their wisdom whenever possible. Find the people whose lives fill you with yearning, right? Find somebody who inspires you or a list of people who inspire you. Create a list and follow the steps that they took, if possible, to achieve their success, right? Find role models, in other words. Number five, don't get caught, she tells us, in the thunderbolt hype. If you think the idea of your one true calling, and you've heard me mention this before, if you think the idea of your one true calling is just going to, bam, hit you over the head someday, think again, baby. Most great ideas come from due diligence, deliberate practice, putting in your time, right? Clocking in the hours towards self-discovery. The sixth idea that she sets forth in the book is to listen to your intuition. So you know better than anyone else, in other words, what you love to do, right? So listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. Spending even 5 minutes a day just centering yourself so that you can listen to your inner guidance system or your spirit or whatever it is that you want to call it, right? Do some journaling. You know, go for a walk. Just be with yourself. Be with yourself. That's how I like to think of it. And just doing that for just a few minutes a day will go a long way towards helping you to find your calling. And it just comes randomly. Like, I just give myself 15 minutes a day. After I get out of the gym, I give myself 15 minutes a day. I go for a walk. For the first few minutes of the walk, I don't really think about anything. And then I have this whole process that I've talked about before, written about before on my blog and here on this podcast. So, but you know, just giving myself those few minutes a day to just be with myself and centering myself, thinking about what I'm grateful for, and just spending a few minutes not even thinking about anything at all, just breathing, has really helped me in a lot of ways to just get centered. So that's one thing. Listen to your intuition. Number seven, the seventh thing that she tells us is to follow your fantasies. Look deeper into the daydreams that your brain has when it's not responsible for being rational, right? When you're not responsible for breaking down a specific project or creating a presentation or saying things politically correct in the most politically correct way and, you know, talking about strategy, all this stuff. Like, just when you can have the opportunity to look deeper into your daydreams and just flow into whatever it is that your mind wants, whatever it is that you've been dreaming about. What is it that you think about? What is it that you yearn for when you don't have to be rational about stuff, right? Oftentimes, that's a great way to tap into what your potential best life could look like, what your best life could look like. What was that all about that I just did? And finally, number eight, love yourself. Love yourself. That's a huge theme that she continues to pound away at in her book, You Are a Badass. Just love yourself, love yourself, love yourself. If you remember in the previous episode before this one, I talked about, you know, learn to love yourself. If you didn't listen to that episode, you should, because it's a powerful one. And I don't say that because I'm trying to pump myself up here. It's just I found those ideas very powerful because they helped me personally. Because if you can't love yourself, right, how could you love anybody else? How could you love anything else if you can't love yourself? So that's a very powerful piece there. So once again, just to recap this list, if you want to find your calling, first be alien. Look at the connections that you have. Look at yourself from the outside and identify, what is it that stands out about me? Number two, take the first right step. If you mess up, it's okay. Get back up. Try again. Tweak your approach. Number three, do your best wherever you are. You're not going to be in your dream situation right from the get-go, right? But you can eventually get there if you get started. You'll never get there if you don't. Number four, don't reinvent the wheel. If you can find role models, if you can find other people who inspire you that you want to be more like, that you want to follow in their footsteps, look to them. Leverage their experience. I heard a great quote a long time ago that stuck with me called, I prefer to take action based on the foundation of the bricks that those before me have laid. Right? In other words, look to what others have done. Look to the problems that other people have solved so that you don't have to worry about trying to solve those problems on your own. Because chances are, if you're running into an issue, if you've got some kind of problem that you're grappling with, that you're wrestling with, then it's likely that somebody else has solved it already, right? Unless you're, you know, sitting down trying to create a rocket ship that'll blast us into 50 universes from now, it's likely that your dreams, at least in my experience and for me personally, my dreams have been achieved by others before me, right? And it's likely that yours are as well. And so you could look to those people. You could look to those individuals as inspiring role models and then model your own potential success in the future based on what they've done, or at least take some tips, advice, read their biographies. That's huge. And so that's number four. Number five, don't get caught in the thunderbolt hype. The thunderbolt hype. Again, your calling, this idea of purpose, this idea of your most meaningful life, it ain't going to hit you, right? It's not like you're just going to be looking through a magazine one day and then you just get to a page, you're like, oh my God, that's my purpose. No, right? It doesn't work that way. It's cultivated. It's cultivated. Number six, listen to your intuition. Be with yourself. Center yourself on a regular basis, at least once a day, right? Just kind of hit that reboot, reset button mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally. Journal a little bit. That's really helpful. And that will guide you. That will help you have a better conversation with yourself, especially in this midst of constant information overload that we're bombarded with every single day, man. Just shut the damn phone off for a few minutes and be with yourself, away from any other incoming data just flying towards your face. Just shut down the Twitter, shut down the face, shut down the phone completely, right? No noise. Leave it at home just for a few minutes. Go for a little walk. Take a break from the fast-paced normal life that you have and just go outside for a few minutes and just center yourself. It's huge. It's huge. And number seven is to follow your fantasies. In other words, I don't really use that word fantasies very much, but you know, that's something that she sets forth in the book again. And in other words, what she's saying is just look deeper into the things that you daydream about. What are your dreams? What is it that you really want to do, right? I was talking on the airplane the other day. I was talking to a guy who is a bankruptcy attorney, right? And we were joking because he was like, yeah, I definitely didn't wake up, you know, when I was 10 years old and think I want to become a bankruptcy attorney. But that's just what life's roads led him to. And that's what he ended up doing. And the interesting thing is he is able to tweak his perspective enough so that he finds joy and meaning in the work that he does. And that's based on his perspective, which is powerful. And, you know, more props to him, man. That's awesome. Whereas a lot of bankruptcy attorneys are probably miserable with themselves. This guy was finding meaning and purpose in his work because he gets to help bail people out of this just psychological prison of just being buried in debt, right? And so, you know, that's the way he looks at it. And that gives him more meaning. That puts his heart at peace, which is great. But, you know, if you're at this place where you're not sure what you want to be doing, you're kind of at this crossroads in life where you lack this calling, this sense of deep drive and mission for the work that you want to give your life to, your calling, so to speak, then you maybe want to ask yourself again, journal about, hey, what are my real dreams? You know, forget the cultural expectations, the things that society has placed on me. What is it that I truly want to do? What is it that I truly want to do? How do I really want to spend the majority of my time? And how can I set up my life in a way that allows me to do that? And then finally, again, I can't say it enough, cultivate a deep sense of love for yourself. Follow these 8 things. Not only will you find your calling, but you will be living like you give a damn. It's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbakari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bakari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.